Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Hawk Time Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by our wonderful tech crew, Sam and Ryan. Unfortunately, Adam is not able to be here with us today, but that is all right. We shall make do. Our guest today is the one, the only, Ashvin.
Thank you for having me on, Nick.
For sure, for sure. So here you've got quite an interesting topic for us today.
Yes, I do. I'd actually like to talk about Kanye West. He ran a presidential campaign, got a lot of flack for it, but, you know, actually, I think people need to hear him out a little bit more. I mean, maybe he's not the best presidential candidate, but I don't think he deserved as much flack as he got.
So, for sure, Kanye, obviously, huge name, and he wrote a lot of that success into this interesting campaign in 2020. Mm-hmm. So, first off, I'd just like to ask, when it came to Kanye running, how did you initially react to this?
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. With most people, I was like, okay, this may be a publicity stunt or something like that. But the more I looked at it, I really felt that he does actually want to try to be like president, and I just feel like he wasn't going about it in the best way, especially running in as an important of an election as it was in 2020. Mm-hmm.
I would definitely agree with that. It was not well publicized. Some days there would be so much out there about him running, and then others there would be nothing for weeks on end. Mm-hmm. Definitely was an interesting tactic, but it worked in some fashion because he got how many votes? He got like 11,000 here in Tennessee.
Yeah, no, he got 11,000 here in Tennessee alone, and like 60,000 overall.
Mm-hmm.
40 in Kentucky?
I don't think he got... Did he get 40? 40K in Kentucky?
Wow. I mean...
I don't know that number, but if it is true, Jesus.
I do know that a lot of the states wouldn't even put his name on the ballot. So people were like complaining a lot about this. But really, you couldn't really even vote for him and write him in, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in one state, it was so weird. In California, they just threw him on as a running mate of somebody else, even though neither of those people spoken to each other about this at all. It was so random. I can't remember his name.
To clarify with some listeners, the reason he was not added to ballots in certain states was not because of some deep state conspiracy. It was he applied to join the ballots too late in many states. So while some have later deadlines than others, he made the cut some places and didn't otherwise.
Yeah, some states, if I remember correctly, he didn't even like apply for. His team just got kind of lazy there.
Yeah.
And I feel that that's kind of like why people were attacking him so much, because if he really wants to do this, he's got to like take it seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and he's got a quite a reputation around his actions.
Mm-hmm.
You have, obviously, it's bipolar, correct?
Yes. He is He has bipolar disorder. I actually wrote a research paper about his mental issues, but he's a narcissist, which, I mean, even coming from a Kanye fan myself, he's clearly a narcissist, and he also does have bipolar 1 disorder, and it can actually be, like, truly severe, and I feel that some of the times, some of the stuff he is saying could be, like, resulting from that. Like, back in 2018, when he said the whole slavery was a choice thing, like
that hurt him.
Yeah, that hurt him a lot. A lot of people were hating on him after that. And to be fair to them, that was a horrible thing to say. And he did go on in his album right after that to talk about that and saying like how his mental issues brings out something in him where he's just like a completely different person than he feels like. And I don't know, he's had a lot of suicidal thoughts, and I just feel that people need to understand like before they just start attacking him. Because like, it's somebody with a mental issue, and it's just, you got to be careful about that.
Yeah, you got to treat a mental issue the way society is slowly trying to accept mental issues today, which is a much more accepting, much more rehabilitative approach. Granted, not all of them are running for president of the United States, so there is added stakes to that, especially in such a, like you said, crucial election, one of the biggest. What was it? Highest turnout since 1900, percentage-wise.
Wow. Yeah.
And then he had the... Biden had the most votes ever, and then Trump had the second most votes ever. So obviously it was huge. And I think in a climate kind of like what we had this election season, it wasn't exactly a ideal ideal conditions for him to step onto the scene. So, got a question for you. When it comes to this kind of like a general idea where you have these people, like Donald Trump was one, Kanye was another. Obviously, Kanye, a much bigger name. Mm-hmm. But you have these people, no political experience, stepping onto the biggest stage in, you know, American politics. You think this is going to become a norm?
I don't know if it's going to quite become a norm yet, because I remember Donald Trump's first election, when he first mm-hmm. ran against Clinton in 2016, a lot of the things that were being brought up against Trump, to my knowledge, was that he has no prior experience.
Yeah.
And I guess that can be crucial. I would prefer some experience, but like, if not, it's not like the worst thing ever. It's not like it has to have experience.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that we may see more people running like that, but I just don't see anybody else being able to step onto the stage like Trump did and being able to be elected with no prior experience.
Yeah. Especially with how we've seen things have gone with recent events, the country is going to be much, much more wary about electing in people of this stature. So when you have these people with no experience stepping in, and I'm sure there's plenty at local levels who are doing it, or state levels, mm-hmm. Whatever. But when you have this, something that we saw with Trump, for example, was while he may have known what he was doing to some extent economically, there were other areas where he just had no real grasp of it. For example, international affairs.
Mm-hmm.
You have things like this. So when it comes to these people, like not Trump, because he's obviously been talked about plenty, people like Kanye, Trump's big thing was he brings economic experience and knows how to run a business, which a lot of people would say is how he ran the White House. Mm-hmm. When you have somebody like Kanye stepping up, what is his like niche that he could bring, step up and say that he knows better than anyone else?
For Kanye, he is like a really religious guy. Like you can see in his last album, he had an album on the way, completely scrapped it in favor of a gospel album, which was way off key for him. It's like he's never done anything like this. And of course he's done stuff like this with his albums before, stepping out of his comfort zone, but this was like
switch.
Yeah, this was a completely different kind of thing, and you could tell that. I was like, okay, he's like really religious now, and it's like crazy to me. But at the same time, it's like, as a politician, if you're trying to run for something, how Kanye was trying to run for president, you can't have your basis as religion, especially when you want to have kind of like a separation of church and state, how we have like in our country. Like, it's okay to like, you swear on the Bible and like you're Christian and like you can be Christian as president, but it shouldn't be like some of the ideas he had were like reinstituting, like, here, let me read this here. He wanted to restore school prayer, and like, it's going against like, I can't remember which Supreme Court case it was, but like,
I know what you're referencing. Yeah.
And
the Constitution in some ways, people thought, you know, the whole separation of church and state.
And I have no problem with him like supporting Christianity. He said he wanted to support faith-based organizations and arts, and I completely support that. As an artist himself, supporting the arts makes sense, and that's like a really cool thing to do, coming from a president. But it's like, at the same time, it shouldn't be something that he focused on that much. And I just feel that if he really does care this much, and he's probably gonna run again in 2024, he should try to like go for something that like more people, he can reach out to more people about, like the environment or economy. I just slipped my head, but there's like a bunch of other things that you can talk about that is like bigger and can reach a wider audience. And like, if he actually is wanting to do this, he's got to take it seriously. And like, throwing in your name last minute, not even getting on the ballot in a bunch of places, it just feels like he didn't really take it seriously. So I understand why people are getting mad at him, but if he were to take it more seriously, I would understand. Like,
So as you said, religion was very much his focus, and it's just, as you said, it's not sustainable in today's environment. People who are unaffiliated with a religion or put none, atheist, agnostic, undecided, whatever, are the fastest growing group here in America. And they're like the second largest group behind Protestant, you know, religions. So it's very much, there are plenty of times where kind of a counter movement is well founded mm-hmm. and gains a lot of traction. Mm-hmm. This was something that I doubt could have been pulled off in a great way,
mm-hmm.
but especially it wasn't executed to its fullest, mm-hmm. I would say. It's hard to throw, you know, throw your name into the ring with something that, like, every single major, like, politician has something. There's Trump with the economy. There's Biden with, like, bringing together and healing. You have far out there, you know, to the right and left who are like, let's return to tradition. Let's mm-hmm. environmental, whatever, right? So you kind of have to have this. You have to have something to build a base on. And mm-hmm. I think the people who agreed completely with that, I think that base was far too small to get, you know, steady footing. Would you agree?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with that statement. It's just that, I mean, I myself am agnostic, and I think it's whatever religion you choose. Like, if you choose to believe in that, that's fine. And if you, it's fine as a candidate to be like, okay, I'm Christian. Mm-hmm. And that's a perfectly good way of getting more voters, because more people, there's like a decent amount of people that are not going to vote for somebody who's not Christian, and that's fine. But Kanye just needs to recognize that the only thing, like, Christianity and religion isn't the only thing that matters once you become president.
Yeah.
And he needs, my biggest advice for him would not start off with something as huge as president.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, he lives in a pretty rural area in Wyoming. He owns like a 1,000 acre farm there. Why doesn't he just run for mayor, see if he can win, and just like do something like that? Yeah. He doesn't have to put in as much money, and he can actually get acquainted to what politics mm-hmm. is like. Yes. And if he's serious about that, that would be his next step, in my opinion.
That, and it's just with, you know, I'll have a question later for you about this, but just with his reputation, obviously, his bipolar 1 disorder,
mm-hmm.
It's not exactly something that inspires confidence in many people.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with you. I think he should have started local or at most state, because in such a diverse area as the United States, mm-hmm. you have, you know, Democrat, Republican states, which Democrat states tend to have a much larger population of, you know, unaffiliated versus, you know, Deep South, etc., which is very, very Protestant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if he started somewhere in the South, he could have maybe made a run locally or beyond. But building upon a single religion, that's not going to sit well, especially with all these, you know, immigrants moving in, and you have like this rapid growth of, you know, Islamic followers and, you know, Catholics, etc., who aren't Protestant.
Yeah, like, United States is just a very diverse country, so going like off of a religion is not like, it can't be your main thing anymore.
You have to run for president, you have to build upon something that everyone can get behind, such as, we're going to, you know, help, you know, rebuild the economy. Mm-hmm. That's nobody is sitting here saying that they don't want a good economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how they go about it, that may be up for debate. But a simple statement such as, we're going to work on the economy, everybody loves a better economy.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you a question. Obviously, talked about his bipolar 1 disorder.
Yep.
And a lot of people were talking, and they didn't think somebody with obvious and recorded outbursts of this disorder should be able to be president. You know, the comment, oh, we don't want him near the nuclear codes or whatever, which obviously is extremely, like, the president's not always around a nuclear button or whatever, but that is a responsibility of the president.
Yes, yeah.
So would you agree, disagree, kind of elsewhere with the statement that, you know, people with these mental disorders should not be allowed
mm-hmm.
in the president position?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I like Kanye's music, and I actually think, like, man, he's like a funny guy. He seems like a cool person. It's just, I don't think he, at that, in 2020 especially, I don't think he was fit to be president. And he was recently, like 2018 or 2019, admitted into UCLA medical,
mm-hmm.
Hospital, I think.
Yes.
And I just feel that he needs to, like, if he can get that done, and then he can, like, focus on politics. Because, like, he's, like, trying to make an album at the same time. Like, when you're running for president, you shouldn't even be focused on making an album, in my opinion. It should be, like,
exactly.
I got to run for president. This is the only thing that's on my mind.
Similar to a lot of precedents where if a businessman or whoever steps in, most of the times they completely step out of the business and mm-hmm. hand over the... They may stay a part of it, but they'll completely sever ties from, like, making decisions
mm-hmm.
and focus solely where they are. And I think that would have to be a similar path that he took. And honestly, I don't know if that would be something he could do, both, you know, with bipolar disorder and straight, just him. You know, obviously he has a crazy love for his art and his music that he does.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So I don't know if he could be able to step away from that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I could talk about Kanye's music all day, and I just think he's like a great artist and he's a great rapper, and it's just like, but I don't know, stepping into politics is like, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're as somebody as big as Kanye, who's like one of the most influential of the 2000s generation, probably the most influential of the 2000s rappers. And it's just, it came kind of as a shock to me. I remember him mentioning it before in 2016. And Kanye has always been doing crazy stuff in the public eye. Like, he won his first Grammy 2004. Mm-hmm. And in the speech, he said, "I know people are wondering, what would Kanye do if he didn't win?" That was in 2004. Yeah. That was before the Taylor Swift incident. Before, that was before him going on TV and saying, "George Bush doesn't care about black people." Damn. That was crazy. The fact that he hasn't been, I guess he was before cancel culture, but if he did any of that, I feel like now he would be gone. It would be almost impossible to come back from.
If he didn't have his base to prop him up through it,
he had to drop his magnum opus right after the Taylor Swift incident to come back from that. And like, him with the president thing, it's not out of character for him to do something crazy like this. It's just, if he is actually serious about this, he just needs to do it seriously. Like, he needs to do it the right way. And I know I'm saying, like if he's serious about this a lot, like, but like, I like Kanye, so I want him to be able to, like, I want him to be able to do what he wants, but he needs to take it seriously and do the right thing. Like,
yeah. For sure. Yeah, I would agree with that. 100%. I think the big thing for me is, obviously, you know, we can look at it and laugh at it,
mm-hmm.
and laugh at the stuff he tweets or the stuff he does, because, you know, in the moment it can be funny. Especially, you know, you have like the examples like Kim Kardashian defending him and then him responding, "I'm nice at ping pong."
Yeah, "I'm nice at ping pong." Yeah.
Like, stuff like that is hilarious to look at. And like, if he's an artist, you know, going and doing his own thing, making music, there's really no consequence to stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when you look at him in arguably the most important position,
mm-hmm.
on, you know, in the planet, on the globe right now, mm-hmm. it can get much, much more important in how he acts and how he conducts himself.
Yeah. I just don't see being able to trust him as a like reliable president for 4 straight years.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah.
So final question. Obviously you said that you think he'll run in 2024. Do you think he'll do better? Do you think he'll do worse? Do you think he'll do it at all?
I could very easily see him just dropping this whole presidential stuff. But at the same time, I think it's about a 50-50 chance in my head that he either drops the presidential stuff or he instead is like, "I'm going to do this." And I feel like if he does it in 2024 and he decides early enough,
mm-hmm.
I don't see him doing it the wrong way. Because when you're looking at, like, I think he'll do, like, it in a better way and be able to get more votes. Because when you look at Kanye West, look at his past, the amount of hard work he puts in throughout his entire career is insane to me. Like, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was, like, his fourth or fifth studio album. And it was, like, 1,000 man hours per song. Like, he flew people out to a private island. Like, you can tell once he's focused on something, he's going to do it. Yeah. He's going to do it the right way. Like, his concerts, always amazing. He designs them himself. A lot of his music videos, they get nominated for, like, VMA awards, and they get, like, millions upon millions of views because he does the music videos right because he cares about them. I felt like that's why it pushes me away. Says, I don't know if he 100% cared about this, because if he did, he would have done it the right way.
Right way, exactly. He wouldn't be late, you know, but he wouldn't be behind the eight ball or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, he's obviously extremely talented when he's focused.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, music is something like he's written albums and then scrapped it and not put it out. You can't have moments like that as a president of the United States. You can't one day decide, no, I don't want to today, and do something else.
Yeah.
So I do. I think that is an obvious concern.
Mm-hmm.
And I think regardless, we shall see what happens probably sooner rather than later. Don't think it'll take till 2024.
I'm excited to see him do better in the future, hopefully. I'm not saying he was like, it was awful this time that he announced his presidency because he was taking votes away from candidates. That is not what really bothered me. It just bothered me that like
the way he went about it
and like he's got to realize that if he wants people to be on his side, you got to get your mental health issues in check. You got to stop saying crazy stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to like, you got to be a decisive person. And like with him scrapping like 4 or 5 different albums he has unreleased, and he's not like the most decisive person, but he actually has some other good ideas besides like just Christianity. Like he's America first. Like I support an American first
for sure
diplomacy. And then I also support wants to support the environment, and I also like I'm a pretty big environment guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, he just needs to, I want him to do it right. So yeah,
him being him is both a bonus and a drawback. And while I don't think he'll end up being a huge name, we will have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yep, thank you to Sam, everyone else here to help. And we will talk to you guys next time.